I'm absolutely delighted with that performance. We showed so much fight and spirit. At half-time, we felt we were sort of 10, 15, even 20, 25 runs short of what was going to be a good score. But as I said to the boys at half-time, you know, every batter of ours went to the crease and struggled. So that just tells me it's not easy at all. And as long as we filled like demons, I think the word I put it, and bowl, hit the wicket hard and change ups well, and bowl nice and straight, we've got every chance. And but we've got to do them two things, and that's exactly what the lads did. They fought incredibly well in the field. I thought they were very good. There were some very good bits of bowling as well, and the spinners did a great job, but Wheelow also did a terrific job, and chance at the start.
What were the lads telling you when they came back in about the wicket and what it was doing?
Well, it was obvious every batter coming back in were feeling very frustrated by the fact that they couldn't biff the ball where they wanted to biff it. And, you know, that tells me that there's definitely a two-paced wicket. And when it's two-paced, you know, it can be very, very difficult to rotate as well as hit the ball. And ultimately, we put them under a bit of pressure. They crumbled a little bit with the pressure and lost wickets in the middle. And when you lose wickets in the middle of the innings, you... struggled to get a total or post a total.
Credit to their bowlers, I thought they bowled pretty well, particularly the spinners, I thought, sort of tidied down a bit.
Yeah, they did. I thought, you know, the young lad bowled very well. You know, and each coach, I'm sure, is scratching his head and thinking of ways we should have coped a little bit better. But I think ultimately it wasn't an easy wicket today, and I think that's why the scores have been so low.
Chris Whelan would no doubt take most of the headlines.
Yeah, I'm delighted for him. You know, he's bowled well in one-day cricket over the last few years, and today when he came into bowl, there's quite a lot of pressure on him. You know, all right, we got a few good wickets, and Saqib's wicket first balls really stands out, but there's still a lot of pressure on Wheelow, and as I see him coming into the equation halfway, I think he started his overs around about the 10th over. You know, we needed a big job from him, and he came up and stood to the plate.
I looked at the table before I came up here and I thought, well, you're both on 4 points, I think, before tonight's game. So it was a big game in many ways, really.
Yeah. I mean, both sides are itching to try and climb their way up the table, and we've managed to get a little bit up the table today, but it's a long contest, this. You know, we're only 5 games into a 16-match contest, so there's a long way to go. And hopefully we can get, again, some more confidence from this sort of victory and put up a good performance against Warwickshire on Friday.
What are you going to this now with back-to-back wins, really?
Yeah, and deserved wins as well, Trevor. And it's easy sometimes to think, well, we didn't get the runs we should have got, but it wasn't easy, and we fought so well in the field and with the ball.
Would just finally back Warwickshire. It'd be nice to go there and put one over on them.
They're always an opposition that you want to beat, and an opposition that you've got to respect as well. And if the weather's good, which I hope it is, then there'll be a big crowd, and we've just got to make sure that we, you know, we go into that game with the confidence that we can take from these sort of games and play well. Because if we hit our straps, then you know, we'll give them a good run for the money. Because in their own backyard as well, at Edgbaston, like Saqib Al Hassan, he's a terrific player and he's due a score. And you know, if he does get a score, he gets them quickly.
Yeah, the weather forecast isn't great, last point of all, but you've lost two already to the weather, but it'd be nice to have a bit of a decent run at this.
Yeah, it'd be a shame if it does come to that, but let's just wait and see, and let's keep our fingers crossed.